This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Married at First Sight Wrap Up. I'm Asia, and I am here to talk to you about Season 14, Episode 2. And I'm here with my awesome co-host, Jason. Jason, how are you doing?
Asia, what's up? Good to talk again about this crazy show. I think thing I like about this show is it is a unifier of people.
Yes.
No matter what your color, creed, race, political beliefs, whatever, we can all agree on one thing. This show does not need three episodes to talk about these weddings. Okay? Stop dragging out the weddings, Mavs. Look at me, Mavs. Look at me. Don't look at you. Look at me. Stop making the weddings last three episodes. This could have been done in the first. I'll make a compromise with the show. Yes. I'll let y'all do the 3-hour premiere. We got to get all the weddings done in that 3 hours. It can happen.
Please. Who's asking for this? Who's saying I need 3 weeks of my life to get through five weddings that you could honestly have shown in the premiere? Like, leave some of the crap that they show in the premiere, even on the matchmaking special. Let's knock out some of that stuff then. But like the fact that we still have two more weddings to get through next week.
And it's going to be 7 hours of content by then. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll give you the first hour and a half of that 3 hours to do the introductions, the suit fittings, the wedding dress shopping. You can get all that done in an hour and a half. Then the other hour and a half, we can do the weddings. We can do it.
Yes, it's possible. I honestly, if we got together with our listeners and we signed a petition, then maybe we can make this happen for season 15.
Let's do this. Yeah. I mean, come on, Mavs. Like, listen, I understand y'all don't want to cut the episode count. Okay. Make the experiment 10 weeks instead of 8. Whatever you have to do. I don't want these 3 weeks of weddings. The weddings, okay, I'm going to be honest with y'all. The weddings to me are the most boring part of the show.
Okay? You don't love the love?
But it's just so repetitive. Like, they say the same things over and over and over again. We could cut like a bunch of that.
Yeah. It's like, I want someone who's honest, loyal, kind, kind-hearted. Who doesn't?
I want someone that wants a family that's going to love me. Okay, great. We heard the first 8 times you said it. Right. We could cut like 5 of those and save about an hour.
The worst part is even once we finish the weddings next week, that next episode is still going to be in preparation for the honeymoons.
Like, it's still going to be some leftover receptions, right?
Yeah, we got to get the leftover receptions. We have to get them having the dinner or like the breakfast the day after with the family and the new spouse. And then they're going to leave for the honeymoon. So it takes a month, 1 month to get to the honeymoon.
I just want the weddings and receptions done. Episode 1. We can still have the meet the families. Are we going to have sex first night crap in the next episode? Let's get the weddings and receptions done first episode. Okay. That's please. All we ask, Mavs. We love you, Mavs. We love you.
Yeah, clearly we're here. Right. My one wish of 2022. I can't control a lot, but this.
Yes, we can do this.
We can do this. It's possible. How has everything else changed because of the pandemic? But this the way that Maths draws this out, that has not changed. That has remained the same.
I've seen like one face mask this entire like two episodes. They're still acting like COVID doesn't exist.
Exactly. I'm like, I'm watching this episode the same night that I'm watching Amazing Race shut down because of the pandemic. And like, it's an ordeal. And I'm like, I can't wait to see what's going to happen next week and like what it looks like with them wearing masks. But if you saw these two episodes, you would think they were done in just, I mean, 10 years apart.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it, I mean, ugh. Well, all that to say, I'm so glad to be here to talk about it.
Yes, of course. We love the show. Let's not let that be lost. We right. love this show. We're just yes. asking for a slight tweak.
Exactly. You know, with anything you love, there's always areas for improvement. So that's all we're saying.
Let's compromise. Let's compromise with this lifetime.
Right. So before we get into this episode, we do want to, you know, ask you guys to go give us a shout out over on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave a 5-star rating. One special thing that we're going to do this season is at the end of the season, we are going to randomly select one person who has left us a 5-star review, and you are going to get a special gift. We're going to leave that up to your imagination, but you are going to get a surprise gift. So please go out there, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, and we're going to shout out some different ratings throughout the season as well. So today I'm going to shout out one left from Peace Love Jen. It's titled Asian Jason exclamation mark. Asian Jason are perfect hosts for Married at First Sight podcast. I've never watched the show, but their dialogue and insight during the season 14 premiere podcast has me excited for future podcast content and makes me want to watch the show. Excited to hear more. So
we love the love.
Yes. So keep the love coming, y'all. Definitely go out there. Leave us a 5-star rating on our Married at First Sight feed. If you type Married at First Sight or Wrap Up, it will come up. It's a pink logo. Leave us our rating there and we will be forever grateful. Right? All right.
We love you guys. We're going to ask you to love us back.
Right. If we could leave y'all a 5-star rating, we would.
Hey, if you have any other podcasts, something you're doing, let us know. We'll check you out. We'll leave you a great review.
Exactly. Yeah. If you want some cross promotion, we can shout out some podcasts. We're not beneath shouting out other podcasts for people to go listen to, even if it's a Married at First Sight podcast. Hey, you host a Married at First Sight podcast and then you also listen to ours. You want us to shout you out? We can shout you out. You can shout us out. Just let us know. And you can reach out to us both on Twitter, Asia Like Asia. A-Y-S-H-A, like A-S-I-A, and
I am at J-A-Y-R-1-0-8-5. Hit us up. We love to talk about the show. We talked to a few people last week about the premiere a little bit on Twitter, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. So just encouraging that engagement with you guys, because we definitely want to know that y'all are out there listening, because we definitely love talking about it. So we're going to jump right in. Because, like we said, we have this 2-hour episode. We got two weddings. I actually think that we learned a little bit more about the two weddings, the people in the two weddings we got. Because we got the wedding for Jasmina and Michael and Olajuwon and Katina. And I felt like last week that it was very hard for me to distinguish specific characteristics with Jasmina and Katina. I was like, they are sisters. Their names both end in A's like mine. And just like, am I just looking in a mirror? And this one, I feel like Jasmina for sure. I feel like I really got to know her.
Yeah. I think even with the, you know, non-wedding people, we learned some more stuff. We still have no clue about some people. We'll get to that. But yeah, the weddings really brought out a lot in people, really showed off some new personality that we hadn't seen before. So mm-hmm. I'm excited to get into that.
Yes. So to get this couple out of the way, we're going to go ahead and start with Alyssa and Chris. Because not only did we not get their wedding, but we also didn't even get a scene outside of the wedding dress and the suit shopping. So that's all we got from them.
Yeah. I mean, like, talk about a nothing segment. I mean, right? this was that. This is what we're talking about, Lifetime. We could have cut half of this and been fine.
It could have been, you know what, honestly, they could do like 90 day and just like leave a couple off on one of the episodes if they need to.
I'm down with that.
Right. So with Alyssa and Chris, so Alyssa went dress shopping. She said she likes lace and just tight. Like, that's what she's looking for. But she also says that she purchased 10 other dresses on her own just in case she didn't find one looking for it.
I've got to know the specifics of this. Like, where did you get, like, how much did these cost? Where did you go? Why did you do this? Did you not trust? You didn't trust the wedding boutique of that mass provided you? I don't get it.
It's like, what seven-figure job do you have that you can buy 10 dresses?
Don't rip those tags. I'm taking those back.
Right. Is it like I've borrowed 10? I was able to rent 10 from like Rent the Runway. Like,
did you go from like Amazon, try before you buy? Like, is that what this is?
Right. Because it's like, what made her think 10 wasn't too many? Like, why not 5? Like, okay, I have 5 options. These are 5 solid options because clearly I picked them myself. What made her think, okay, I need a 6th one. Okay, 7th. Maybe an 8th and 9th.
Oh, you know, ten, I really like this one to round too. It Dang out. It, I'm up to 10. Right.
Yeah. And then she had the nerve to say she wasn't just, she doesn't want to say that she's high maintenance, but.
You know what I'm that getting, means?
Getting the vibe.
You know what that means? When you say that, that means someone has called you that. Right. Which could mean
multiple people
that you are. Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, one random person in my life one time said I'm high maintenance. No, this is a consistent theme in her life, which is why she has to bring it up.
That might have been part of the conversation when you got dumped over some beef stroganoff.
Right. Saying. Hey, she was asking him to take her on a shopping spree, and he came home and was like, don't stop cooking.
Stop cooking. It's over.
Right. So, I mean, really... She said, like, you know, if she had to pick her perfect wedding, she'd want rustic, country, glam vibe. Because, you know, she did tell us last episode she's a country girl. So I wonder, is she going to get caught up on the wedding itself and also be overwhelmed with the husband that was chosen for her? Like, going to be a lot going on for her?
Yeah, it seems like she wants, like, trying to think of a hot country singer like
Luke Bryan.
There you go, Luke Bryan. She wants a Luke Bryan, but she getting like a Seth Rogen or something. Like, that's going to be a problem for her, I think.
Right, exactly. Because on the other hand, Chris explains that we got so little, but it was comedy.
We got a lot from Chris here. This was interesting.
Yes. So. He wants to do this because he doesn't want to be lonely. So he wants to get married at first sight because he doesn't like being lonely, which is like, okay, that, I mean, bad, it's bad. Honest.
Red alert.
Red flag, but it's honest. And like, you know, he hasn't been married yet because he just hasn't found the right person, but he has wanted to be married. So that's not the issue. But he brings up that, like, if it's a situation where she doesn't like him, he can control that because that means that now he knows that he can change himself to be different. Because if she doesn't like him, then he can change into someone that she does like, because that's in his control.
That was
what,
crazy.
What was his logic?
His buddy was like, hey, no, that's not what you do. Like, right? That's weird.
Yes.
I mean, it seems like Chris is all about like, analytics and data, like, you know, this is kind of a business I think he even like compares it to a business transaction, like a business partnering.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I need her to, you know, partner with me so we can grow together. Or it's like a business. So I don't think that's a great way to go about this
at all. Like, no. Hey, everyone out there, I'm no expert, but maybe Jason can chime in since he's married. But do not change yourself just to appease someone. Like, be true to yourself. Be true to who you are. Growth is a thing. But if she comes in, yeah, like you said, wanting Seth Rogen, Luke Bryan cannot change himself into Seth Rogen.
Or vice versa.
Or vice versa. Yeah, Seth Rogen cannot become Luke Bryan. And hey, nothing wrong with Seth Rogen, guys.
No, they're not at all. Two different individuals. Seth Rogen than Luke Bryan myself. Okay. Right? Seth Rogen's funny.
Yeah, he's hilarious. So I'm like, what? I see how he got there in his mind, but that's just not the way to go.
A lot of what these people need to learn is that the growth needs to happen before you get into this marriage situation, not during, not hoping you're going to grow. It needs to happen before the marriage. Mm-hmm. People, okay? You grow into the person that you want to be, that you know that you want to be, and then you find a partner that likes you for you.
Exactly.
That's the order of operations. Not you grow once you find someone that wants you to be a certain way. That's not right. How it's supposed to go.
Exactly. And it's not to say like, okay, obviously compromises happen and you adjust to what the other needs in certain situations, but it's like who you are at your core, that should not be changing for your partner, especially a stranger. I feel like he's at the point where he wants this so bad, he's willing to do anything. And that's why he's like at this point.
Yeah, he's willing to fit a square peg in a round hole.
Yes.
Like, that's what's going on here.
Yes.
And
a round disc golf and a square square net. I don't know.
So I mean, you know, the whole conceit of this show is that they are pairing people together that they believe are compatible, right? Mm-hmm. Not people that they're going to squish together and they'll form and mold into something that, you know,
right,
they can stand of each other. I don't know, like you're supposed to already be compatible, like you're supposed to have already done your stuff and now you're coming together as full-grown adults and you're gonna fit together.
Yeah, so I don't know, I'm so nervous, like just that alone I'm nervous. But then we get the preview for next week.
Woof. I've never seen a preview so savage. Yes. Savage.
Yes. And the amount of time she has mentioned smiles at this point, I'm like, she had to have brought that up when she was going through the process.
Well, here's a problem. She says she wants a cowboy. She mm-hmm. wants a little bit of cowboy, blah, blah, blah. I mean, Chris isn't that.
Like, yeah.
Nothing of that. I want a cowboy. I want someone with a nice smile. Smiles have been brought up a lot this season.
So, yes.
Interestingly. But Chris is not that. Right. And then she's like, I don't want someone with snaggle teeth. Cut to Chris, a close up of Chris's smile.
I was like, is this Unmatchables? Why are we making fun of the fact that she doesn't want this? And then you're going to zoom in on this poor man's grill?
Like, I literally went, ooh, that happened. Like, that was a throwing under the bus of epic proportions. Like,
it was. I told you last week, though. I told you.
You and Amy said he was busted. I mean, I should have listened to you. Like, I should have listened to you.
Yes. And so it's just like, okay, yes, we know that she's going to have an issue with his smile. And then we also got her saying, like, talking to him, saying some things that have been said just don't sit right with me.
Like, what I think that was?
Deflecting.
The president of a disc golf association. That's what he said. That's what has been said to turn her all the way off.
She said that cowboys do not play disc golf. No. What do you mean?
It's kind of like horseshoes, right? Cowboys play horseshoes.
Right. Those transferable skills. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I have impeccable aim.
Right. So I'm so nervous. I'm so nervous. She also said she could not imagine herself sleeping by this man in another preview tonight. And so I'm like, is there any hope?
So what is the likelihood? I know we do our ratings, but let's do something a little different for this one. Mm-hmm. In addition to our ratings, mm-hmm. What is the likelihood that this is not going to make it past the first? This is not going to make it past the wedding. Is there a likelihood of that? Do we see where the next day after the wedding, Pastor Cal has to sit down with them and, you know, do the old, like, so do you want to stay in this marriage? Like, we're getting, getting a decision day, like the day after the wedding.
You know what? That is such a real possibility because it's been, I mean, I'm trying to think back. Like, have we ever seen someone not even make it out of the city to the honeymoon? So we've seen
was apprehended. Mia was apprehended on the way to the honeymoon. But I think everyone else has made it to their honeymoon destination.
Right. Besides, Michaela and Zach, they had the COVID scare.
They made it to the honeymoon though.
They did. They did make it there at least. So it's like she's honestly looking like they're not going to make it through the reception. Yeah. And if they don't make it to the honeymoon,
I think that would be really interesting.
Yes.
Because we have seen almost nothing of post. Like I saw, for anyone, I saw a preview for something where Elijah Wan was talking to somebody at a dinner table, like, don't talk to me that way or something like that. He's right. Getting to fight somebody.
Yeah.
Chris vibes, but I'm thinking of past cast members. I'm getting like a Molly vibe from, I think that was also
wasn't it? When Molly didn't like that the guy smoked.
That was Heather.
Heather. Yes.
Molly is the girl that drunkenly like really went after the guy
with John.
Yeah, and he was the one that hooked up with the therapist a couple years later, which was weird. Yeah. So I get kind of vibes with her that she's going to be not very kind.
Yes.
And I do also get Heather vibes, who quit on the honeymoon because he was sparking up a whatever.
Yes. Honeymoon. So I'm like, you know, that is a very, if they, you know what, honestly, at this point, I feel like I can confidently say that they won't make it to the honeymoon. What do you think?
Boy, I think the producers are going to work on her and get her to the honeymoon.
They're like, you signed a contract.
Yeah. I think they'll make it through the honeymoon. I don't think they won't sleep in the same room.
Right.
They won't do any of that. He'll sleep on the couch or something. Mm-hmm. When they get back from the honeymoon, they will never stay in the same house. She'll go back to her house. He maybe will stay in the apartment. I don't think it's going the whole way. But I think that they rate her enough to go to the honeymoon with this guy. Do you think this is a ploy for her to be the next Jamie Otis? Right. Could that be an option?
You gotta stay with the you gotta say yes on decision day to make it Jamie Otis status.
Well, I mean, early Jamie, like, you know, first day Jamie Otis, like she's so disgusted Jamie by this Otis. Man. Yeah. But maybe she wants to go the Jamie Otis route and will, quote unquote, eventually, quote unquote, fall in love with him.
I feel like Jamie Otis had she seemed genuine. I feel to be fair, we haven't gotten to know enough about Alyssa to see who she really is. But it does seem like she's headstrong and she's not attracted to him. So it's like, boom, that's it. Like, you're not changing my mind. I can find someone who's my type, so I'm out of here.
Okay, so you're on team like not even make it out of the wedding.
Yeah.
Like we're not even gonna get a reception.
Right. We might get a reception, but they're not gonna be happy. It's gonna be her being miserable and him being like, I don't know why she's not really talking to me, so I'm just feeling the vibe.
I feel like that meme where like you see the guy talking to the girl, he's like talking to her like very excited and she's like very like bored.
Yes.
I feel like he's talking to her like, so in disc golf, what you got to do is you got to make sure you get the disc into the basket. And she's like, oh my God, please don't talk to me about this.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't feel good. I don't honestly. And so I can give them no higher than a one.
Oh yeah. It's a one.
Yeah, it's sad and it's unfortunate because I know he wants this so bad. But it's
does he though? I feel like he'll be okay. Like he'll be embarrassed by this hardcore. Like you don't come back from this, savagery that the show has put you through in this teeth comment.
Yeah, right.
That's bad.
It is bad. I think there might be something to the fact that his Instagram is still open. Ooh. Because if they don't make it to the honeymoon, then it's like,
technically, I wasn't even
I'm not going to be on the, I'm not going to be on the show that long. So,
interesting.
I did follow him just in case he did close it down. But as of right now, it is still very much open and not private like everyone else who usually makes theirs private.
Yes. So, I mean, anything interesting that you saw when you were able to look?
He promotes the show a lot. He reposts a lot of people's stories from the show. He tells people to watch the show. He posted a picture. He posted a picture with this guy's giving me vacation vibes. He posted a picture with Mark and they're both wearing shades. So I'm like, unless this happened just randomly and
that was on the honeymoon?
Yeah, possibly. Noi liked it. And
maybe they're both now single bachelors and they went on a beach together.
Exactly. Yeah, like, I mean, he did say he really enjoyed Mark. So, yeah, if one of them doesn't move into the apartment, I think it's definitely going to be Chris moving into the apartment and then Alyssa doing her own thing, because Chris still wants to be, he still wants to make the friends that he's made and have fun. So
it's going to be, I want to be part of this experience.
Yes, exactly.
Even if I don't have a wife.
Right. And if you were curious, his Instagram says realtor, investor, disc golf pro.
Yikes.
In case there was any confusion.
I feel like now after this episode and that preview, he's not going to be promoting the show much longer.
I know.
Don't watch next week's episode, please. It's bad. Right. Really cracking my teeth.
Right. Unless he has like a lot of people can be very, they like to make fun of themselves. So maybe I could see him doing that, but I don't know. It's still new. Like, you know, we're still getting to know him. He could be this just hilarious guy that we aren't aware of. I don't know. So either way, that's Alyssa and Chris. And then also to mention, did you get a chance to watch After Party?
I did.
Okay. Me too, surprisingly, this time. It was Mark, Jasmina, and Katina. So we'll definitely sprinkle in some, anything that was a call out for them throughout.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know It Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
So which couple do you want to get into next, Jason?
Let's go with Michael and Jasmina.
All right.
Okay. So we get the typical opening of the wedding day for those two. We get her in bed. Her friends come and pile on her bed, which is like kind of the MASH thing. If I'm sleeping, don't come in my room, please. Right. Somehow Cameron disappeared in her room.
Right.
So same thing with him. He actually opens the door to his people. His people don't come in and just jump on his bed. Okay.
Right.
So, polite. You know, we're talking about what we want in a marriage, you know, typical math stuff. She wants someone that's tired of playing games and, you know, she's never seen a successful marriage. So she wants to build one on her own. And he's willing to take a risk to get the life and companionship that he's wanted. He talks about how he lost his father at 13 to prostate cancer. Mom to breast cancer at 20. So, you know, him and his siblings are really kind of it for their family. He talks about how he is the last of his name because all he has left are his sisters.
Yeah, I love the relationship between Michael and his sisters and his brother. Like the it's nothing fabricated. It's nothing like, oh, I'm here because you're on this TV show, so I'm here to support you. They genuinely have this amazing love for one another. And you can tell they just have like leaned on each other throughout their lives because it's just, I see how happy they are for him that he is at this point. They're just like, they just want him to be happy. Like no matter what it is, they just want him to be happy and they're just supporting him. I'm sure if, you know, if he were to meet someone outside of Married at First Sight, they would have been just as happy. But it's like, okay, Michael wants to do this, so we're supporting him. And I love that because it just reminds me like the relationship I have with my little brother. We're 6 years apart. We're like super close. Like whatever he wants to do, I support him. He supports me. So I was just like, this is a little sentimental moment for me, just thinking of like sibling love.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is what it looks like to have real support. Mm-hmm. Like, no one's like crapping on him. Like we have
right.
people. And it's like, you know, when they're all in the hotel room together and his brother gives him the breast cancer ribbon, it's like, that was like,
yes.
such an emotional moment for all of them involved. Like, you know, he's visibly crying. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my gosh, that's what real support looks like.
Yes. It was beautiful.
So she is also with her family. She's getting very nervous, like extremely nervous. Like she's about to throw up nervous.
It came out of nowhere.
Yeah. And like she has her mother there and, you know, she's trying to calm her down. It's starting to work a little bit. But, you know, she talks about how, you know, she wants someone that's always going to keep her happy because she's always going to want to keep him happy. So, I mean, it's the stuff we always hear. But I feel like she means it. Like when I hear her mm-hmm. and him talk about what they want, I feel like they are really dedicated to this and they really want this to work.
Yeah, it's like because it was making me nervous, her reaction now, like leading up to it, because you can have a couple different reactions. I mean, Olajuwon also was freaking out, but that's a different story. We'll get there when we talk about them. But for Jasmina, it was like, I could equate what she, because she was completely fine and she starts freaking out. I could equate that to like, you had us like Six Flags and you're standing in line. You could stand in line for like 2 hours. You're so excited, right? You're just like chill, hanging out with your friends. And then when you get up to like, you're about to get on the ride, you sit in your seat. Now you're freaking out because it's happening. It's here. And it's like, even though you knew that's what you were about to do, it's like, it's a different situation being there in the seat strapped in. So it's like, it hit her.
Yeah, that first drop is like mm-hmm. when you see him from at the altar. That's the first drop.
Right.
No, you hit that drop, you kind of calm down a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
I know what to expect. You know, this is fun now. But mm-hmm. that in anticipation to the drop is something like, that's why people go on roller coasters. Like that's part of the excitement.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So yeah, it was a little nerve wracking at first, but then once I realized like, oh, she's just freaking out as a normal person would to get married to a stranger. So it makes sense.
Yeah, and he keeps you know, repeating the line of, you know, I gotta learn to be vulnerable. I gotta be vulnerable, vulnerable, vulnerable. I'm like, oh, come on, man, like like you can be vulnerable, like right. you can do this. Don't be so nervous about being vulnerable. I feel like that's kind right. of, I feel like that's a little bit of a choice, is to be vulnerable. It's not something that comes natural. And
right.
again, I feel like this is a part of you probably should have had this figured out before you decided to be married at first sight.
it's like a there's flip a lot of a switch.
Yeah, so let's talk about the growth thing again. Like you probably should have figured that out before you got here, but okay. Right.
He's like, oh shoot, I forgot about that.
Oh, you know what? I forgot my vulnerability at the house. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And she talks about and the realization kind of dawns on her, like, oh hey, I'm about to marry some guy that I have never met. I don't mm-hmm. know his name. I don't know anything about him. And she gets like even more freaked out, like right before she's getting ready to walk down the aisle. Yeah. So I mean, it's like, yeah, that's kind of what she signed up for. Like you didn't realize.
Mm-hmm. Right. She's like, I was talking all that mess. Like, I'm good. I'm not good.
Yeah, I'm not. She's like, I'm not. Like, I love that little emphasis she had on that. Like, she is so like what this brought out in her this episode, yes. She is so funny.
So
I
funny.
I love her.
I do too. I want to be friends with her so bad.
Y'all, too bad she doesn't live in Houston. Right. You have your chance with your Houston crowd.
I know. Slim pickings, but I'm going to make it happen.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So moving on to when we actually get to the marriage ceremony. Okay. She comes out of the little space. He sees her and he is just like, you can tell, like, he says audibly, wow.
Yes. Like, blown away.
Dumbfounded by how beautiful she is, which was awesome. What did you think of her reaction to seeing him?
I thought that I felt like she was taking it in very slowly. Like, she came in and she was kind of like reading the room. It wasn't like she was staring at him per se, walking down the aisle. And so I was like, is she delaying her reaction?
She looked a little visibly upset.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. I was like,
find him attractive? I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I was curious if she was too overwhelmed by everything else.
Yeah.
Which I'm glad that she did explain on After Party that it was. Yeah,
she did mention that his sister said that her dress was beautiful and that kind of calmed her down a lot because she was very nervous and a little insecure about the dress because her family did not like the dress. So sister saying that really kind of got her in a better mood. And I do feel like by the time you get to the actual altar, where she's a little more relaxed and ready.
And I felt like I felt like the humor that we're going to get into, like, it wouldn't have come out as naturally if she didn't think like, okay, he's cute.
Right.
Like, if she was uncomfortable and unhappy, like, she definitely wouldn't have been the Jasmina that we saw.
Yeah. I think she even said like, oh, he's handsome. Like,
yeah,
you know, they talk about spark a little later. Like, he says like it was instant, you know, chemistry attraction for him. Like, huge spark, big spark. And she's like, you know, I felt a little spark. There's something there. Not, but there's something there.
Right.
Which is good.
It's like the first impression was great, which is what you need. And everybody's different. You know, like, she at this point, in order to have those feelings for him, she wants to get to know him where he's like, he's blown away. She's beautiful. He's happy. He's like, this is my wife. So he is feeling those, like, that joy and equating it with like, I'm so happy it's her, where she's just like, okay, the reality is I don't know you yet, but I'm
like, I can make this work.
Right. Yeah,
probably. So she throws out the icebreaker that we sometimes see on this show. You come here often.
Yeah.
Which was, it was good that she threw that icebreaker out there. I think that really like kind of loosened him up too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like broke the ice with everybody. Yeah. Like, even the family laughed.
Yeah, they laughed. Yeah. So like, we get to the patented friends and family want you to know. She loves children and wants to build a family and travel together. Make sure you have a passport to go to Korea to see. And then he says BTS.
Yes.
I mean, good thing he didn't say NCT 127. Because then that would have been awkward. Maybe it would have been over by then. And listeners, don't come at me, because I literally just looked up who like another Korean band was for this bit. So I don't come at me like, oh, NCT is better than BTS. I don't know. Okay, right. I looked it up just to make that joke.
You're going to have all the BTS people listening to this podcast flooding our reviews.
I like that little Dynamite song they got. That's the only thing I've ever really heard from them. And because it goes on commercials. But don't come at me about the Korean pop stars. I don't know anything about it.
I love that when he said BTS, she said, stop playing.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
So her family also says that she can turn into a firecracker. And if that happens, just call her Beyonce. Wonderful. And then his family says about him that he is the baby boy. He is spoiled by his sisters and he can't wait to be a father. He has lived by himself for a long time, so he might be a little messy, so just be patient, but he's a fast learner, always means well, and will always show up for you. Right. See, I feel like that was on the lower end of like, my family is savaging me here.
Right. That was the appropriate way.
Yeah, this thing is a chance for family to take pot shots at you.
Right.
For whatever reason, they decided to do that.
All right. Hope you're patient, because you're going to need a lot of it. Like, none of that. Right. Too much. Like, this is a loving way to share about your family member.
Not to tell them they're awful.
Right.
So I really like, so I honestly cannot tell you how many weddings I remember from the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this might be the best wedding we've gotten, like, ever.
It, you know what? That's a bold statement, but it is so true. I love this wedding. Like, for it's so hard to get that, the feeling of like, this is a wedding. We're watching two people get married when they're the strangers and they're awkward. And they're just like, this is, you know, I wrote this and I didn't even know you, but it just felt like they were connecting.
Yeah.
And it was just real. It felt so real. It felt like watching two people who should be getting married, get married. And I was just like, I was actually so happy for them. It was beautiful. I don't know. I'm trying to like pinpoint what it was about it. I don't know if it was just the fact that they were both there and present.
Mm-hmm.
Like they mentally they're there. They both want this so bad. And they were able to find a way to personalize, you know, what they each were saying. But it was just like, it was great. I love it.
Listen, a couple times during this, somebody ran to my house and like threw dust in my face and like my eyes started to water a little bit. I don't understand.
A little fairy
some dust. I don't know what happened. Anyway, so we get to the vows and she like knocked these vows out of the park.
Yes.
Just a couple highlights. She says, I knew from the first time I saw you, you were the one, which, you know, I guess.
Right.
She can't.
And she started it with like Mike.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
She can't promise that she won't eat food off his plate, even though she said she didn't want any. Hog the covers or take up all the space on the bed or squeeze the toothpaste from the bottom up. I feel like a certain someone named Jose out there from last season have turned around and walked out at that point because he was criticizing Rachel last year for how she squeezed toothpaste. She will promise to always make him feel valued and wanted and that he is human and they are in it together forever. And she drops the paper like the mic, as yes, she should have, because she did that thing.
Exactly. I'm like, that's how you write vows. She personalized that. He knows her so much better just from that, with like, okay, she doesn't take herself too seriously. She is funny. And I actually learned things about her. She will eat off of my plate. She will not squeeze the toothpaste from the bottom up like most people.
Yeah. I mean, the eating off the plate thing is a patented significant other move.
Yeah. Right. And so I loved those vows because even though she wrote them before, it was just like, it was spot on. It showed us who she is. I was like, okay, she killed it.
Yep. Then he says he always knew that he wanted to be married since he was a young kid, that they're going to have battles that they're going to have to overcome together. But he promises to be vulnerable, that there's that word again, to humble himself and allow her to learn all aspects of him. And she hopes that she can accept him and he will always respect her, especially in the midst of turmoil and hardship. He doesn't believe life has many coincidences and that they are here for a reason and they will find out what it is. Nice vows, not a Jasmina level,
but right.
Nice.
He did start it off by saying he should have went first.
Yeah.
he knew that, like, okay, oh crap, I'm following this up. She just she literally had to drop the mic.
And side note, they got this black preacher guy. He was on it. He had the affect. He had the preaching down. I was like, oh, okay. Let's go.
He did. That was hilarious. Yeah, he was very appropriate.
Yeah.
For them, especially with them implementing jumping the broom.
Yes. So they put the rings on each other. He mentioned that he got a manicure for her, which was very considerate, I guess.
She complimented his fingers. I was like, that, you know,
that's how you know you found the one.
Right. They complimented nice the little things.
Yeah. So then they go ahead and jump the broom. So a little fun fact about Jason, I did in fact jump the broom with my wife when we got married. Mm-hmm. Nice. You know, it was something that she wanted. That wasn't really a thing for me, but it was something that she wanted. We did it. So that was a very interesting touch. I think we have had a couple of jumping brooms before.
Do you remember? I was trying to think if
I want to say Will, and I forgot the lady's name. From season like 8 or something.
Oh, I was thinking about Deanna.
And Greg.
And Greg.
Not sure if they did or not. I can picture it in my head of someone jumping the broom before, but I cannot put in my mind who it was. But I feel like it's happened before. Anyway, so he says, you know, we got a strut. We're walking out.
Yes.
And they're the perfect strut couple. Do strut. Y'all look beautiful together. Get it on. Do it.
Yes. He knew they looked good.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, this is perfect.
So they walk to the little back section where, you know, we had our first meeting, our first conversation. They asked each other if they were nervous. You know, she says now she's good. She's, you know, Gucci. he says that she's a black, beautiful Barbie. Definitely his type. He's, you know, obviously smitten.
Yes.
He gets the champagne. He starts to drink it because he's, I'm sure, nervous and ready to just get a little, you know, relaxed. And then she stops like, excuse me, like are we a little toast first? So then they toast new beginnings, being honest with each other and always staying on the same page. There was a weird conversation. He was trying to guess her name. He for some reason guessed her name was Melissa.
Yes.
And then changed it to Mimi. And now he's trying to say that he was kinda right. And then I loved her reaction. Like, oh, no, you were wrong.
No, that logic. No, yeah, you were not close. My name has an M in it, but that's it.
And you can already tell if you have this like kind of back and forth.
Yes.
Which was strong. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. Let's put Asia into the Married at First Sight machine. You get married. First conversation. What's your first question? Because Mike goes for a sleeping schedule. What's your first thing you want to know?
I do know my first question. I would say, do you like dogs? And if he's like,
I'll Bigfoot them if they're small. right.
And if he says that, then I'm telling the producer I'm Audi 5000. But if he's like, you know, I could do certain dogs, or, you know, I'm okay with dogs. I'm not afraid of them. Then I'm like, okay, I can work with that because I have a daughter who is in dog form.
Asia, knowing you, you would not set foot on this set, on this stage, if you did not know this person was a dog lover. That would be your number one deal breaker, I feel.
Absolutely. And I'm
they've been known to ignore deal breakers, though.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, they literally... That's why I couldn't play with Married at First Sight, because I know I could be the person that they're like, oh, we're going to put her with the opposite of what she's looking for, because this is the drama couple. Mm-hmm. And this isn't our couple who's going to make it. And I couldn't chance that. I could not chance that. So, yeah, that would absolutely be my number one question.
I feel like you would ask that before they even did the vows. Right. Like, before we do this,
before I ask his name, yeah, I'm like asking him while I'm going down the dog, do you like dogs?
Are you a dog person? You yell that as you're walking like to right. him at the altar.
He's like, no, I have three cats. Like, turn around. Okay, it's nice seeing you. Everybody go home.
Like, thanks for coming. But this is not going to happen.
Right? Exactly. So, you know, it is a huge thing. So, I mean, I guess for him, sleep and schedule are a huge thing, but I'm thankful that I have a boyfriend who loves my dog, or he acts like he does. He has a very good relationship. She loves him. So they have a good relationship. So that's important.
In a conversation, right? And he like, I don't give a F about Pepper. Like, right? Like Chris did a couple seasons ago.
But it would, yeah, I can't even start to think of the wrath I would have. So
I think if you were still married at that point, you saw the show, you would get divorced at that point if you said that.
Oh, yeah. Like,
that's how serious you are.
Yeah. I'm not Paige by any means.
Oh, Paige Shade. Okay. We'll move on from that.
She's nicer than I am. How about that?
Okay. All right. So he does indeed ask about the sleeping schedule. She says that she wakes up at 6 a.m. because that's just her natural waking up. But she goes to bed at 2 because she's up late watching Korean shows. Yeah. Very interesting. So I wrote down, like, she's probably watching Singles Inferno right now, like yeah. Friend of the Pod Mari. Right. That's her new obsession. This was in the past, so she probably got a real kick out of Squid Game when that came out.
Oh yes, for sure. I just thought, like, there was no way on earth that she's telling me she gets up at 6. And no then I'm way. Like, what time do you go to sleep? Around 2 or 3. No Girl, way. What? You are not sleeping.
No.
How do you operate during the day? Like, how do you not take a million naps? There's no way on earth I'm getting 3 to 4 hours of sleep at night and functioning as a normal human being during the day.
That's like 6 cups of coffee at 6 o'clock just to get some clothes on.
Right.
He says he goes to bed at 10. And she's like, yeah, I'm in bed at 10. I'm just watching Korean shows.
Right. Okay.
And so he says he doesn't watch TV at all.
At all.
What?
What?
Yeah. What do you do, sir? Right. Are you reading? Right. Who reads anymore? It's all about TV.
As podcasters, this it blows our about TV shows. This blows our minds.
Okay. Right? He says this to me. I'm getting up like, oh, nope, can't do it. Nope. We got nothing to talk about.
Because then it's like, okay, whoa, huge red flag. But let me ask you this. Are you open? Like, maybe you just haven't been able to find the amazing shows that I'm watching. So are you open? And if he's just like, no, TV sucks the life out of you, or, you know, if he's one of those Asia, people.
What are we going to talk about in the meantime? Like, how am I going to make conversation with you? 75% of the stuff I talk about are the shows I'm watching. Right. How am I going to have a conversation with you?
That is very true. It's like, okay, here's the play. Jasmina downloads some episodes of, let's say it was around the time of Squid Game. She downloads some episodes of Squid Game. She's like, look, we're watching this on the plane on our way.
No, listen, sweetie, you go over to the corner. Okay, I'm going to give you some time. I'm going to give you Squid Game. I'm going to give you a couple episodes of Ted Lasso. And then you come back and we'll talk about it, okay? Because before that, I can't talk to you.
Right. We literally cannot have a conversation. Because
that is a deal breaker for me. Yeah. Over.
Yeah.
You're talking about dogs on the way through the altar. I'm asking you what your favorite TV shows are, okay? Right. Don't come at me with I don't watch TV because I'm turning back around and we're not doing this.
Like, whoa. My question is, does he own a TV?
That's a good question.
I feel like even guys who watch, well, anybody, I can't even just say guys, but anybody who watches sports, like, I feel like they don't say I don't watch TV.
It's baffling to me. Like, what do you do with your day? All you do is work out. Right. I mean, I see your muscles. I see it.
Right.
Do you do that for like 13 hours a day? Right. I don't get it. And then she's like, not even movies? And oh my gosh, right. Asia. Oof. Yeah. If I was not married, I swear to God, I would be making my way up to Boston. Okay? She's like, not even movies? What about the Marvel movie? Right. She yells this to him.
Yells it, like, raises her voice out of like the epiphany that if he doesn't watch movies, he has not seen Marvel. Like, she realizes that in that moment as it came out of her mouth about movies, which is just hilarious.
It's like, you must not have watched the movies, because if you watched the movies, you would have to watch the TV shows. You haven't watched Loki. You haven't watched Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Right. So I take it you love Marvel.
Oh, I'm a Marvel guy all the way. Okay. So I'm in love with her now. And then and now at the after party, she mentions she goes to the Midnight Thursday shows.
Yes.
Come on. Come on.
She loves. That's what this showed me so much about her. I was like, okay, Jasmina is like she is like my type of girl. She she's passionate about these things. She loves TV. She like, it's not like she, I'm going to watch what's cool. I'm going to watch what people are talking about. No, she genuinely likes these things. You think she has a friend who watches Korean dramas? Probably not, but she's watching it because she loves it. So, okay. So real quick, back to Marvel. Are you one of those Marvel people that don't like people that don't see all of Marvel?
that don't like me. I wouldn't say I don't like people that don't see all of Marvel. Like, well, I'd have to ask you what's wrong with you. Like, how do you see some and not see others? Like,
see, that's so one of my friends who does listen to this podcast, so she's going to know who I'm talking about. Her. She loves Marvel, has seen everything. But I think
she doesn't watch everything. She doesn't love Marvel.
No. She does. I don't. Okay. I pick and choose what looks interesting. So hey, like,
are we going to have to quit two episodes in?
shortest run ever. Oh, no. I saw the newest Spider-Man because
you're one of those people. You'll see the big tentpole ones, but you won't go see Eternals or Shang-Chi. You'll see the big ones. You'll see Avengers Endgame.
I've seen all of the Spider-Mans. And so I was like, I'm prepared for this one because I've also seen the other movies that are the most important to this, because I also thought those are interesting. I just haven't seen the whole, all of them. Adria, I just see what looks.
You're letting me down. You're letting me down.
I do plan to start from the beginning. It's just like, hey, when's that going to happen? One day. Someday it's going to happen. Oh my gosh.
So what's the earliest Marvel movie that you've seen of this, of the MCU-ness? Did you see the first Avengers?
No.
Oh. Oh my gosh.
I've seen Black Panther, of course.
Of course. I'm about to turn around and walk back
down. Venom.
Venom? That's the last one you should have watched. Oh my gosh. Awful. Oh, I'm turning around and walking out. I'm going back down the aisle. I can't do this with you.
You yell that down the aisle.
Other movies. Are you open? Right. We maybe can salvage this.
Right. I am open. I am definitely open from starting at the beginning and being a completionist and going to the end. But in the meantime, I can't slow down and just not enjoy the ones I want to watch. I understand a lot. I would get all the little things, stuff would make sense or whatever. But
well, I mean, you're in a bad situation now because it's going to take you like 50 hours to get everything to get everything in, like between the movies, the TV shows. You're in for quite a endeavor. But I'm a little jealous because, I mean, you're going to be discovering this stuff for the first time.
So. Right. Hey, I'm not Michael. So, I'm not above it. I'm not above spending 50 hours watching television. So,
okay. We're going to have to get status updates. We're going to have to put you on a schedule. Right. Watching one a week at least.
Right. By the end of this season of Married at First Sight.
Yeah. Maybe at the end of the podcast, we'll do a little mini review of the movie you watched. So just in case there's these non-Marvel fans like Asia out there, you don't have to listen to that part. You can just tune that part out. We'll do it at the end of the podcast. We got to get you on a schedule. Okay. We'll check in with you every week.
Right. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. I have to recover from that now. I'm still in a state of shock. Okay. All right. So we're getting to the reception now. Okay. They come in. His buddy's name is Ye. Whatever.
Yeah. The best man.
Yeah. So he grabs him. He's like, this is what happiness looks like. He's already been into the liquor a little bit. You can tell. She has this look on her face. That's like, who is this guy? And why is he being so loud?
Yeah.
It's something I clocked. Like, her face is like, what is happening?
Yeah. Yeah, it was like this unprompted speech.
Yeah. Like, we're not even doing the toast yet, my guy. Like, we just walked in. Can you give us a minute?
Right. Can we sit down for a second? He's like, that's the one. Like, yeah. Okay. Got it.
All right. So he says that, he's happy that both families are accepting of the union. He says it felt right. And I mean, I can agree. It definitely felt great. Felt right. I've been taking pictures. She says, y'all see that? He tried to touch my booty. Right. But they are a stunning couple. They do look really good.
Yeah.
And then she mentions that she wants to go to Jamaica. Well, they ask about where they think the honeymoon is going to be. She says she hopes it's not Jamaica because she wants to go there for her 30th. And so she looks at him and says, you coming? Oh. Right. He said, I hope so. We hope so too.
If all goes well.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love that. I was like, that is a great way. I think Lindsay and Mark did a good job of this too, of just like getting to know each other. Like, that just makes this whole process of these pictures way less awkward. If you're just talking, you're having fun with it, you're genuinely learning about the person. I was like, this is a great spot for her. Just these little
nuggets of stuff.
Yeah,
like it feels like the ice is like completely broken and they're just so comfortable. He mentions that he no longer considers her a stranger. That's a little fast. Like, calm down.
Right.
You just met her about an hour ago. She's still is a stranger. Let's not jump the gun.
I mean, his criteria is like what? Super low.
Yeah,
I mean,
maybe at that point he had gotten into like, you know, some of the libations that he was feeling really good. Right. But it's kind of fast, Mike. Okay.
A little bit, just a little bit.
So we end their segment with, you know, the spark conversation. He feels a big spark. She feels a little spark. So we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, I'm so optimistic.
I'm very confident. I'm very optimistic about this couple.
Yes, love her. Like you said, she is my favorite. Out of the 10 people. Totally. So I really want her to be happy.
So I feel like I already know where this is going, but where would your rating be for this couple?
I'm gonna go 5. I'm gonna go 5.
I put my stamp on it last week.
You did.
And I said 5.
You did.
And I am sticking with my 5.
That's solid. And I did say last week, I was like, I just need them to meet each other. I feel good, but I need them to meet each other. And now I'm just like over the moon. It went as well as expected. I think that, you know, the more he opens up to, the more he continues to tell himself to be vulnerable, he's just going to win her over. So I'm excited about them.
Yep. I mean, I felt like she did a lot more of the talking here than he did.
Yeah.
But he feels really good about it. So I feel like he's going to be opening up pretty soon.
Yes. Yes. I've you know, like even if they spend the wedding night just getting to know each other, I think that would be really good for them rather than, I mean, if the vibes are there, the vibes are there, you know, do what you want. But if they do decide to take things a little bit slower and spend that time just talking, I feel like that would be really good for them. Yeah, or watching a show.
Yeah. Oh, yes. There's a TV in the hotel room, I assume.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to get to know each other in the biblical sense the first night. I just don't feel that. But maybe, yeah, a lot of talking, some TV show watching. She'll make him a list of what he needs to watch, get him on a schedule.
Yeah.
That's first priority before you do anything else.
Right. And she did say on the after party that she thought he was cute. And when she saw that he picked a color, she was like, oh, he bold. He picked a color. Yeah. So I was like, I'm glad she noticed that.
Something interesting from after party was Rudy. I'm going to call her Rudy. That's just what I'm going
to
do.
you just have to.
Yeah, just have to. She asked the couples to rate like how attractive they found their spouse from 1 to 10. The only person that answered was Katina, who answered a 10. But the other ones kind of skirted the question a little bit.
They did. She said, all she said was, I was very happy. And I was like, wait a second. It could be that she's really happy now and doesn't want to be like, okay, it was a 6 at that point, but I've grown into a 10. I think she was like right in the line of being honest. So she just didn't put a number.
Yeah, then just I was a little note for after party. Where do you think this falls? Like,
oh, that's a good question.
Are we within the 8-week process? Is this after the 8-week process?
I think definitely after, but before the premiere at all. So it's not it's not
probably current. Before the reunion.
Right. Yeah. Probably before the reunion. It's probably not like, it's not like, oh, they shot it for this week, last week. So I would imagine in that little time frame before, because they definitely haven't seen it. The way they react to those scenes, that's their first time seeing it. So
I think they see the first episode, or maybe they just give them the clips that they're going
to
show.
I think they just see the clips like during the filming of it. I would love to actually know. I wish someone could actually say, but I know that sometimes they do ask me anythings on Reddit. Maybe that's been answered at some point. If anybody out there knows, tweet at us and let us know when they actually film these after parties / unfiltered episodes.
Yeah, I mean, they for sure. Like, I wouldn't be able to, like, be part of this because I would just be like, I don't know what to say because I feel like y'all want me to be in the mindset of the
first week. At that
but I've already gone through this awfulness with this person.
Yes.
I can't fake that I enjoy them. And we're going to talk about Mark and Lindsay next.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that he was acting on the after party was like, I can kind of tell he wasn't.
Yeah.
And the way that she acted too last week, mm-hmm. I don't think they're on good terms.
It's like I don't have anything nice to say, so I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to make a face. Yeah. Say as little as possible.
I'm going to say vaguely positive things with a hint of, you know, like, I don't like this person.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, let's jump right into it with Lindsay and Mark. I do want to point out, have you noticed that they don't do wedding gifts this season?
Yeah, I feel like they've been off and on with that. Like, I feel like last season, I feel like we only got a couple. Like, mm-hmm. We've got definitely got the Johnny and Bao of it all.
Yes, she wants a brilliant mind. She freaked
out about that jersey.
He's a sport guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I remember that. Were there any other ones last season?
That's what I was trying to think. Ryan. I think Ryan got her some shoes.
Last chance to run.
Yeah.
So I feel like if it's not something significant, like maybe they do it, but if it's not something significant, they don't have a significant reaction. Maybe mm-hmm. they don't show it. Maybe it just wasn't anything big. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, if they didn't show it, I mean, because I do recall Mirla posted the letter to herself that she wrote during the season. She's like, this didn't make the air, but this was the letter I wrote to myself. So, yeah, they definitely leave a lot on the cutting room floor that we don't see. So maybe they do gifts and they just cut it. So with Lindsay and Mark, since they got married last episode, we are kind of seeing like their pictures and the beginning of their reception. So we find out from Lindsay that she applied on Valentine's Day because she was dating this guy that was a jerk. She applied for Married at First Sight when she realized that guy wasn't it. So it's like a reaction to that.
Like, you know what? Screw this guy. I'm going to marry a stranger.
Right.
I hope he's not a jerk.
Yes. But then she said something that was just so out of line. And ooh, this is just the
I think I know where you're going.
Yes. This is the start of Lindsay and her unfiltered. I don't know. People that talk like this, they just want to say, well, I'm just being honest. No, there's some things that are just what? So she's like, at this point, she's only concerned about the five, like they're going to have five cats between the two of them. But she's like, the good news is his are close to death.
Oh my gosh.
I couldn't.
Listen, Mark is going to leave this experience with one less wife and two additional cats. He's going to be the father of five cats.
Yes.
Because she's going to leave those cats with him. Like, isn't that what he said last week?
Yes.
Like, everyone that comes to live with him leaves their cat.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah. I couldn't, from this and the big footing, the small dog conversation, it's like, come on, man. Like you said, being unfiltered is one thing, but knowing what, like, how just to not be a rude, like,
mm-hmm.
person is a whole other thing.
Yeah, it's like there's, I don't know, what is even the word? Not being considerate, but just being socially aware.
Abuse a little bit. Like, that was such a crazy thing to say.
Right. It's not like you've been in a relationship with this guy for 2 years and you know how he feels about the cat. So it's like a safe space to say something like that. You have known him for not even a full 24 hours and you're making jokes about the three cats that he lives with, that he owns, that he cares very much so about.
Like, he loves those cats.
Yes. So I'm just like, okay, she's saying this to us. In a confessional, imagine what she would say to him if they got in an argument. Like, I just don't, there are no bounds. There's nothing she won't say. Like, people like that are so reckless and dangerous.
Yeah, it's a problem for sure. And I think, you know, you can tell throughout this whole, like, all their segments, he is so wide-eyed.
Yes.
Because like she's just like saying things. She's like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm. He's just in shock, which mm-hmm. I don't blame him. Because no, not at all. At this point, he's basically just trying to be a little bit optimistic. He's like, she's a wild child. I feel like I'll live a little more of my life because of her. And
is that a life you want to lead?
right. Do you want that?
It would be a valuable life.
Yeah, exactly. And he meets her dad and her brother. And the dad was like, hey, have you ever been gator hunting?
He will not stop shading his daughter. I don't. Right. Man, come on. This is one of the two people where their family just legitimately hates them mm-hmm. and won't stop talking about it.
Just won't. Like,
I feel like there's going to be a moment where like they're going to be at like the reception and like her dad's going to come to Mark like, all right, Mark, it's not too late. You can turn around. You can run. If I was you, I would do that. Right. She is a nightmare. Okay. Trust me. I married her mother and she's a nightmare. Right.
Are you Rob Sesternino? Because that accent was on point.
Get out while you can now, Mac. Right. Go to wherever you parked the car right. and get out. Exactly. She's awful.
Yes. I'm like, what the heck?
I feel like that's coming.
It is. It
you
has
can just
to be.
Imagine, like, you can just imagine how the reception is going to be, right? Like, there's going to be all these people coming up to him, telling him, like, she's awful, you know, maybe not in those words, like, you know,
yes.
people keep telling him, but you're gonna have to be patient, like, she's a lot right. a lot like a lot is the word, like on After Party mm-hmm. like that's what they kept saying about her. Like Rui asked Katina and Jasmina about yep. Lindsay, she's a lot every time they talked about her, it was like the words that came up were a lot
and that's what you say about somebody. Or that's what you say about anything, that you just don't know what else to say. Like if I went somewhere and it was like, it was crazy, like it was wild. So much happened. It was just like, man, that was a lot. You know?
It's a step above. Like if you can't say anything nice, don't say anything at all.
Yes.
Like that's a step above that. Like I'm going to say this, but it's just like, you know what I'm saying when I say that.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, so we got that. Then she, while they're taking pictures, she's like, oh, is that your mom? He's like, no, that's actually my landlord.
So this can tell you one of two things, right? Either he's a good tenant, like good enough, like she's coming to his wedding, like they're right. all good. Or she's waiting to receive those wedding checks so she can get her back rent.
Right.
Like, so Mark, so you got some envelopes there. You're going to give me my rent? Because you're right. 3 months behind.
Yeah, a third option is, Mark, we need you to invite 20 people. And he's like, oh my, okay. I don't know. he's like has 19 and he's like leaving for the wedding. He's like, oh, hey, you got somewhere to be today? I need a 20th person to attend my wedding. Because I was like, he did say, hey, she's like a mother. So maybe they have a good relationship.
Yeah, maybe.
But they did do a good job of getting to know each other while they're taking pictures, just asking questions about each other. So I liked that. It felt effortless. She seemed like she was genuinely trying to get to know him. She wasn't being too overbearing in that moment.
I mean, she came right out and asked about the parents.
Yes.
Like that's quite a opening like thing.
It is.
Because a little delicate. You know, they talk about their parent struggles, like, oh yeah, your mom's situation is tough. Oh, you too? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, but your mom's situations are a little different.
Yes, like, very.
His is unfortunately in a bad health situation. Yours apparently is just a jerk. Mm-hmm. It's not really the same thing.
Right. So
maybe she doesn't realize that. Maybe she thinks that his mom's a jerk too and just didn't show up for the wedding.
Right. Right. So I'm like, I hope they talk further and she just doesn't think his mom is awful just because that's her story. Knowing Lindsay, she's going to take that and run with it.
Oh, yeah.
But they have the reception, or they start the reception. She says she has no complaints. She tells him like her grandfather died at 99, so she knows she's going to live a long time. And then they start talking about, they mention the cats again, and She's like, yeah, it's going to be a lot of cats, but she's a different word that starts with a P. She says there's going to be a lot of cats in one house.
Oh, boy.
And Mark's face looked like,
yes.
What the heck did she just say?
And, you know, and I feel like she just like, I guess word vomit is a good like description. Because like she talks about, you know, living to 100, oh, you get to be on a Smucker's jar. Like, okay. And then something I clocked with Mark, you know, she asks him if he likes country music, but his response is, do you?
Yeah.
Instead right. of saying yes or no.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh no, I don't like country. He's like, yeah, me neither. Right. Like cut to Mark running to his car, like trying to get his country CDs and his cowboy hat right. out of sight so that she doesn't realize he likes country music and dumps him. Like, I feel like he's just kind of going with what she says, what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's asking. So he wants to say whatever she wants.
Right. Which is for sure. Like, I think it's kind of that similar story to Chris, where it's like they are at that point where they feel like they themselves can be flexible enough for someone else to like them rather than just standing in his own identity and seeing if she likes that. And if not, let's see what, you know, what you do like or about me rather than. Let me just try to be the guy she wants so then she likes me and then we're good.
Yeah, it smacks a little of desperation, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yes, I agree.
But we love Mock the Shock. Okay.
Right?
I like
MTS.
MTS instead of BTS. the first episode, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to hang with this guy all season.
Yeah. But
he's growing on me for sure.
He really is. I honestly like Mark more than I thought I would. Like, I thought I would. How I currently feel about Lindsay is how I thought I would feel about Mark.
Yes. Like, we felt that way about Mark until we met Lindsay, who was just like, you wouldn't have been able to figure that there's someone that is 10 times the crazy of Mark.
Absolutely.
But that person exists, and it is Lindsay.
Exactly. So that was what we got from Mark and Lindsay. And let me see. Mark did in the next time on, Mark did ask her family, is she dramatic? And they said, yeah, like, is she? Like, you're in for a while.
That was Mike.
That was Mike.
Yeah.
You know what's
Mark
funny?
Mark and Lindsay's
an M. So I was like, oh, Mark.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark and Lindsay was just Lindsay saying F you, F you, F you.
Oh yes, at the reception.
Yeah. I feel like that's a little misleading.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she's maybe having a conversation.
She's telling a story, yeah.
Right. But they want us to think that she's saying that like to someone.
Yeah.
So I think they're trying to get us there, but they're not gonna get me. I know you guys lifetime in math. So okay.
Not me, not today.
Not gonna get us like that.
Right. So what are you thinking for a rating?
Boy, do you have our ratings from last week?
I do. So last week I gave them a 3, you gave them a 1, and Amy gave them a 2.
Mm. You know what? For some reason, I want to up mine to 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he kind of hung in there a little bit with her this episode.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm wondering if that's going to wear on him. Let me go ahead and up it to a 2.
Okay.
I'll lock in a 2.
I will go down to a 2.
Okay.
I think that Lindsay concerns me.
Oh, yeah.
And just the pure shock on his face multiple times that he interacts with her. I feel like right now it's like, oh, she's a lot. But then when they go to the honeymoon and come back, it's like, oh, this is real life. This is happening. Can I deal with this? And I don't know what's going to come out of her mouth at any moment. And that's nerve wracking.
You know what? I've rethought this. Like, let me get my key out. I'm going to unlock it. I'll peg it back down to a 1 because I just remembered the after party segments.
Mm-hmm.
Both her and him and there's. Subsequent appearances are really like not, you could tell they weren't feeling it.
Yes. So
I'm going to stick with my 1. Okay. I'm going to relock it back up as the 1. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to touch it again. That's the 1.
Yeah, just I shimmy down a little bit only because I'm just like, I'm still holding out a little bit of hope that maybe they have a great time on the honeymoon and things turn around, but maybe they don't. So
I feel like there's a better chance to get into some like blow up fight on the honeymoon.
Right, exactly. So two couples left. Who do you want to get into next?
Let's get Steve and Noi out of the way.
Who?
Yeah, exactly. Especially Steve, man. You're going to have to give me something, bro.
Something.
You're
going
to have to give me something because you're giving me nothing. Nothing at all.
At all. Like, I don't know. I know Rudy better than I know Steve.
I know Dan, his brother, better than Steve.
Yeah, exactly.
Where's my Dan show?
Yes, with the blonde hair.
Yes. Dan is so interesting. Give me Dan.
Right.
All right. Let's get into them, though. Okay. So this is going to be quick, y'all. Okay. Nothing happened here.
Right.
So we start with Noi and Steve doing their dress and tux shopping. Okay. And this is all just a greatest hits of things you say before you get married.
Mm-hmm.
She says she's been ready for love and marriage since she was a little girl, that she believes in love at first sight. You know, he's going to his tux shop and he's taking a leap of faith like the road trip. Now, a lot of times they've mentioned he's adventurous by taking this road trip.
Yeah. And it's like, and then he revealed that it was 4 months. I thought it was like a year long thing.
Yeah. Would you say that that's adventurous to take a road to quote unquote live out of your car, which I think he said he did?
I don't know. I mean,
I wouldn't say that's adventurous.
I would say it's like semi-adventurous, but if that's your only check on the adventurous list, then no. Like,
did
but
you bungee jump while you were doing this road trip? Right. Did you race a car during this road trip? Did you do something
That's
adventurous? Or did you just like stay in Walmart parking lots in your car, you know, throughout the country? I need to know more about the road trip.
Right. This can't be the only thing. But if this is like amongst you skydiving and traveling to Europe and hiking, and then okay, yeah.
Yes, we will call you adventurous then.
Right.
But I need you to back up your adventurous claim before you claim that you're adventurous.
Right.
Okay, so he mentions that he's confident in this arrangement because his grandparents and his aunt and uncle have both been married via arranged marriages, and they are both still married. Both relationships are still active and still married.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was at least a little interesting that he's got faith in the process.
Right.
But I feel like when you are arranged in things like what he's talking about his family did, I feel like there's a little more connection between the people. Like they're not married at first sight. They at least, I feel, know each other most times. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, like they've had these relationships that have developed into marriages.
Like you at least meet the person before you marry them.
Right, exactly. Like my only experience has been Indian Matchmaker. So I know this is a little bit different. But if I'm thinking of just arranged marriages, they do meet. And, you know, before they meet at the altar. Because they at least establish that connection and like they know who the person is and get to know them leading up to, like, they are getting married, but they are leading up to it still developing like this relationship. So it's slightly different. But I do like that he called that out because it's like, okay, that is a somewhat similarity.
Yeah. I mean, and at least it's something from Steve.
Right.
That's pretty much about
the
it,
only
though.
Thing.
Yeah. Okay, so he's apparently not nervous at all. He's cool hand Steve. He just got no worries. And it's, I mean, I don't think he's lying. I just think he's just very like baseline. He's just like, yeah, it's whatever. It's just another day.
How he lives his life. Yeah.
Yeah. He lives his life to the max. He's adventurous.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we get more from Noi. She's saying, you know, she really wants to make a family. She's very excited. She believes in the process. She trusts the process. So I would have to ask, why do you trust the process?
Right.
Have you seen the show?
Do you know the success rate?
Like, it's the same thing with Chris. Going back to Chris, he's talking about he's data and analysis, and he's done all this, you know, like, have you seen the show? Do you know what the batting average is?
She just trusts that. I don't even know what she trusts.
Because the process hasn't been working.
It hasn't.
You have evidence.
Like, you just trust experts because that's what their name is, experts.
Oh, we're going to get to her. Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to get to her. But I was thinking about what Jasmina said, but we'll get to her later. She trusts the process. We have videotaped evidence that the process does not work.
Yes, we have stats.
What are you trusting? What are you trusting?
Couples out of a million couples that have been married at first sight in the past 13 seasons. I'm sorry, sweetheart. No.
Don't trust the process. Learn from the process.
Learn what's been happening before.
But you know what? It's okay. Trust the process, because otherwise we wouldn't have a show.
So. Yeah, if she doesn't, who will?
Right, exactly. So, okay, we'll give her grace. It's going to work for her. Okay. Yeah. All right. And she says she hopes that her husband is as excited as she is. And when they lock eyes, they're both excited.
Yes.
Just your typical run-of-the-mill jargon for a pre-wedding.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, textbook, married at first sight, I'm excited. I hope I get everything I want.
Yeah. So that was all the dress and tux fittings. We finally get to the wedding day. He says the last 5 years he's been mentally preparing, and this is the last thing on his bucket list, which kind of like, I don't know. Is it something to cross off your bucket list? I feel like you should. That shouldn't be a thing on your bucket list.
Like, bucket list. I think someone needs to help him understand what a bucket list is.
Yeah, bucket list is like,
one time thing, do it.
Yeah, blow a bunch of money in Vegas, go to Paris, do whatever. This is your bucket list. Do something adventurous on your bucket list, like skydiving, not living in your car.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
maybe check just to say that. He's done it, I guess.
I guess. I feel like it's just a part of life. Getting married is not on your bucket list. It's just a regular part of life.
Yeah.
But so he's got that. Her mom and her friends come to the room like they do. She has a mixture of nerves, excited, but she feels like she's ready. She's got knots in her stomach. So she's got the gamut of emotions. Her mom is very happy for her. Her parents seem very supportive. And I would guess so, because she's been through a lot, right?
Yeah. I mean, it, like, if she thinks about where she's come from, like, she says that she, you know, they were refugees in Laos. She didn't move to America until she was 2. And so her mom is just like overjoyed.
Well, yeah. But I mean, like, what she's going through, like, as far as she's gone overseas for quote unquote love. And it hasn't worked.
She's gone through to find love. Yes.
Right. She hasn't gone through multiple times. Like, her mom says, well, freaking finally, because you've been doing all this crap, like going overseas for nothing. Now, and finally you're getting married. So hopefully this sticks.
Let me find out. Noi has applied for 90 Day Fiance.
You would think, right? Like, if she's done this show.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably, yeah, maybe being on a reality show, maybe is on her bucket list, where getting married to Steve's. And so they have bucket lists in common. And so we have success on the horizon.
I feel like you're an expert, really stretching for stretching for motive and cause here.
Married for, they make me do it.
So he's with his boys in the room, and they're, you know, they're doing the thing they do. It's, you know, he's really concerned about his haircut. So he's glad he's got his haircut, which was one of the worst case scenarios for him today, was he was not going to be able to get his haircut.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, okay.
I can't imagine that he was going to actually stand at the altar without a haircut.
Impossible.
I feel like that's one thing at least you can do.
Well, I mean, if it's not from your specific barber.
Right. His brother is incapable.
Just hand somebody clippers and they can get it right? done. Okay.
Yeah.
Set it to the lowest setting or something and give him a quick, you know, quick once over. Maybe he didn't wear a baseball cap at the altar, whatever.
Right.
I feel like that shouldn't be your number one priority for the day.
Right.
And so he's getting ready. He's got his brother to put his tie on. He's got these beads. He's like, beads or no beads? I'm going to say no beads. That's weird.
I know. I don't know. I've been seeing a lot of questionable fashion choices lately of just like, why do people do this? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, beads might be one of them. It's just like, what's the value add to the whole wardrobe?
I got to know what the beads are for.
Yeah.
Before I answer you whether or not to wear the beads or not.
I feel like he's seen people with it. And so it's like, this would be cool.
I guess.
I can't imagine he has any deeper meaning.
Yeah, I guess not. So we cut back to her where she's getting her makeup done. She's having a conversation with her mom, and you know, her mom's saying all the mom things, you know, accept each other, be able to compromise, respect one another. And you know, all the mom stuff, and it's causing her to cry, causing her to get emotional. Mm-hmm. So then we get to the actual wedding time. His friends leave him to it. She meets with her dad. He tells her the dad things, you know, pretty much what her mom told her. Have respect for each other and do all those things. He, the last thing he says before he comes to the venue is, on my way, baby, coming for you. I have a theory about the word baby and reality.
Oh, what's your theory?
I don't know about you or our other listeners out there in listener land. I'm not a big baby person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a babe guy.
Okay.
I'm not a baby person.
Okay. So
I feel like, especially on 90 Day Fiancé, shout out to that show. Shout out to Puya on the 90 Day Fiancé podcast. Right. I feel like the faker the relationship, the more babies get thrown around. Oh, baby this, baby that, baby, 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 baby.
Mm-hmm. Especially in the context that's been used on this season of 90 Day, before the 90 days of taking baby quite literally.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, so do you have a variety? You stick with babe, or are there multiple names that you go with?
Well, listen, I have my pet names for my wife. I'm not going to share that with you guys out there. That, okay? Some things have to remain sacred.
Yes.
But you know, a babe or a honey will do in a pinch. Okay. I'm a babe. Mm-hmm. Babe's cool. Baby is weird to me.
I think context obviously is like, you know, two people fond of each other, but I would say the frequency of baby, and if there is variety, because if they alternate between baby, babe, that's okay.
Yeah, baby every now and then's fine. I don't want to hear baby every other word.
Right.
Which I hear on 90 Day Fiancé, which is the main culprit of this.
Yes.
I heard that from him, and it was weird coming from him, first of all, because that's a weird quirk, and we haven't really seen anything else from you that's weird. So that was interesting.
Right.
At least it's something. I'm grasping for straws.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trying to find something to talk about Steve.
Right.
And that was something that was weird to me. So I figured I'd bring that up and talk about my baby theory.
Got it. Understood.
So basically we leave them on the, you know, she's getting ready to come down the aisle. She's, you know, very nervous still. She thought she was with her dad. She's like, when are we going? The priest is like, now. She's like, oh no, I thought we had more time. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
We got nothing from them on the next time, which is very concerning, which is just going to be so boring and so like script, like just a script.
Yeah, it's like they didn't even have a shocked look or anything to show, like a smile or any expression. Is it literally that cut and dry that she walks down the aisle, they do the boring vows and then move on? Like,
yeah, it's like, oh, cool, you're here.
Did they even react to each other? You're like, cute. Yeah, did they even have a confessional saying, oh, she's gorgeous or he's handsome? What? Like, I'm so confused.
Boy, oh boy. I'm not looking forward to them as a couple. I can just, I can feel it. At least when I thought that Steve annoying, I thought also Chris and Lissa are going to be the boring couple. Apparently they're going to be some fodder for some good entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see what Steve and Noy are going to bring to the table.
I don't either. I think it's going to be if we truly don't get Chris and Alyssa for the rest of the season, then it's going to be like Noy and Steve are just like the palate cleanser to get away from the love that we're going to see with Jasmine and Michael, and then the drama with Mark and Lindsay And maybe the drama with Olajuwon and Katina.
I don't think there's a maybe about it. We'll talk about them in a second. But yeah, I just don't see what they're going to bring to it. I can't even tell you if they're going to stay together or not. Cause I said it last week. I have nothing to base Steve off of for sure. I get a little more from Noi, but not much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like, is she going to think he's too boring? Or are they going to be like, are they going to get along really well? Like, I can't read anything about them.
Yeah, I question how quirky Noisy really is.
Right.
She described it a little bit in this episode. Like, she likes to talk about her dating adventures, I think she said.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know if you want to talk to your spouse about that.
Yeah.
But I don't know how quirky it's going to really be.
Right. Like, is it just going to be as quirky as he is adventurous?
Yeah, exactly.
So right. I'm gonna maintain my three from last week.
Yeah, I feel like there's nothing else to do. Like,
yeah, nothing moved me either way.
Right. There's nothing to go off of. So I'm gonna have to put a 3 question mark. I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough that we are heading into episode 3 and we're still just like, Noi and Steve, I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, maybe it'll pay off and it'll be worth the wait, but I doubt it.
But I feel like if we were going to see that, we would have seen the personality from both of them.
True.
So I'm not optimistic about our entertainment, aspects here. I think what's going to happen is we're going to just get a couple that's not into each other and they're just going to go through the 8 weeks and just go through the motions.
Mm-hmm. And then I feel like
a little bit of a Brett and Ryan situation. He's not going to be as much of a jerk as Ryan was.
Right. Because he's 38. He has been showing some maturity. So if he's not happy, I could see him handling that in a very mature way, which is not as entertaining on television. Yeah.
We'll both stay in the apartment. We'll stay in separate rooms. We'll be here every day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hang out a little bit, but not feeling the spark.
Yeah.
We're going to get the word spark a lot from them.
I'm not right. Yeah. So yeah, that's where we are with Noi and Steve. Not much. All right,
so that only leaves one couple left.
Yes. And yes, if you guys are still with us, thanks for hanging in. We have one last couple here with us, and then you can go about your day. But we have Olajuwon and Katina. But according to Katina, his name is Olajuwon.
Olajuwon.
It really was like she was trying to make it two syllables. Like she didn't want to say Olajuwon. She just wanted to Olajuwon. It's like Olajuwon.
I'll owe you one.
I'll owe you one. Like what's happening? Someone correct her. Because it's like, when is he going to say his name again? Because at this point,
you don't want to be like, so what was your name again?
Right. Like, listen, tonight, it's one of those things she has to say, like, okay, spell your name.
But look, after the, the wedding ceremony, she can just call him Tootie.
Yeah.
And be like, that's, hey, your family said I can call you Tootie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm family now, so I can call you Tootie.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just how we're going to avoid that whole thing.
Right. Oh, gosh. So we this was the other wedding outside of Michael and Jasmina. And so I just want to point out, I love Katina's voice.
Oh, just, yeah. I don't know what she reminds me of, but she reminds me of a celebrity. I can't really pinpoint it.
Ooh.
But her voice and her face shape.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to think on that and I'm going to bring it back next week.
You know what? I feel like I know you're talking about, but I can't put my finger on it. But yes, I'm going to think too and see if I can guess who you were thinking about, because she definitely does. Yes. Her voice is the type of voice I could hear on a podcast. Yes. So, Katina, if you ever are looking to be on a podcast, I know of one.
If not even a podcast, you do some ASMR, okay?
Right. Yes. There is a venue for that on TikTok. People, there's ASMR TikTok of people going live doing ASMR. I don't know how I stumble upon it sometimes, but it comes on my For You page. But she does some dress shopping. The dress she ends up picking is strapless. It's V-cut. It looks pretty. It's a beautiful dress on her. And then he goes suit shopping and he has his brother there, his brother's wife. And this is that family that just they won't give him a break.
Nope. Shading him to filth. Like,
yes.
Constantly.
His brother was like, hey, no more Isaac, because Isaac is who Olajuwon used to call himself. Isaac is his middle name. That's when he was in his player ways. And Olajuwon is like, I'm 100% confident. I need to throw away my selfish ways. And even his best man is there and is like, look, his expectations are too high. Yeah. He expects his wife to get up and cook him breakfast before he goes to work.
And then like the brother mentions, like, so if he's working and he's going to want his wife to work a lot of hours.
Yes.
Like what? Like I said it last week. I'm going to need to know what his definition of a traditional is.
Right.
Because you would think, well, the way he's talking, like he wants her to be a housewife,
mm-hmm.
where she just stays or takes care of the home and he works.
Right.
Quote unquote, brings home the bacon.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what we're getting. We're getting, oh no, you have to work too, but you're just going to cook in addition to it. And yeah. I want to know what his role is. Like, I'm going to come home and take all the trash.
Mm-hmm.
I have to know what, I have to get dive deeper into this.
And I'm sorry, but if we are both working.
Oh yeah.
How am I the one waking up every morning to make us breakfast? There has to be some give and take. If we're going to be having a full course breakfast every morning, then we're alternating. We're taking turns. We are. Baby,
you better get that coffee, that oatmeal, and go about your day.
Right.
Okay.
It's like,
you're gonna have to whip it up yourself.
Right. It's just like, that's a tough ask.
Yeah, I mean, he also says like he's confident and he's going to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, past is the past. Like he is like dead set on worrying about his past.
Yes,
it's. I have to know what this past was. Like, what right. are these skeletons that are in your closet that you have to be so open and honest about?
Yeah, they. It's because he has had that wild of a past. He knows that.
But I kind of feel like he's all talk.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like what he's talking as if there's like he's got some baby mama out there like or something. Like he's going to be open and honest. Like all you have to say is like, I was a little bit of a dog. Like I was a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really treat women the way they should be treated. And move on about your day.
But he's I don't know.
Like this is some like big secret he's going to have to reveal. But I feel like it's not. It's nothing.
I feel like. He might have a high body count and Boston may not be huge. And he's just thinking it could come back to bite him because he has just been reckless the past however many throughout his 20s. He's probably just been living it up as Isaac.
So you have to tell her, like, listen, just based on statistics alone, I have right. definitely been with one of your friends.
Right.
So get ready for that when you're introducing me to your friends. When we get to this reception, just be ready because there's going to be some people in this crowd just based on numbers
right.
that I have slept with.
Right. I see that. Then that's what I'm thinking. I don't think there's this big reveal. I don't think that there's anything that could come up that could ruin everything. I think it's just a matter of like, is she okay with the fact that he has been a playboy before?
A little later down the line in this episode, I'm going to come back to this because I feel like the way that he was acting kind of, it doesn't really fit that, but we'll get to that when we get to it.
Mm-hmm. So, he ended up picking a white suit coat. Did you like it?
I mean, sure, I guess.
I thought it was a little too matchy-matchy with the white dress.
He really liked it.
He did. He did.
If I take my own breath away, I know she was really feeling himself.
Right. He was. I mean, he looked good in it. I just wouldn't have picked it. And so we get to the wedding day. Katina would rather put her trust in three strangers to meet a stranger.
Again,
than trust herself.
Have we not watched the show? Right. People, you have to know this is not this. There's a high likelihood. Again, based on statistics and numbers mm-hmm. and facts we've seen, that this isn't going to work out.
Absolutely.
Don't trust these strangers to hook you up with another stranger. Don't do that. It hasn't
right.
worked. Yeah, the proof.
Yeah, the proof is in the pudding. She does have one request though. She hopes that when she's walking down the aisle, he whispers to himself that she's beautiful.
I feel like she got that.
Yeah, she did. He definitely did. He definitely, yeah, she did get that special request and he didn't even know it. Or like he didn't even know that that's what she wanted. So he's getting ready to like go out, but he's still in his room. He said he's so cold, but he's sweating. He starts crying and he's like boohoo crying. I'm not talking a tear. Gosh. He's boohoo crying.
Listen, you know who else did that last year? It was Zach.
Right? That's true.
I feel like his name is Isaac, not Isaac. Yes. Isaac. And I feel like he's crying just because he's like, I'm going to miss Isaac so much. I want Isaac back. I don't want to be Elijah. And I want to be Isaac. I need Isaac back. And what am I doing?
Right. He's like realizing he's having to hang up his player ways. And he's just like, I don't know if I was done.
There were so many ladies out there that I haven't been with yet.
Right. Because he constantly mentions throughout this whole episode, it was like, I'm done with the apps. I'm done with Tinder. I'm done with Bumble. He's just like, I'm done with the apps. I'm done with the apps. It's like, have you gone beyond the apps? Because I thought you were the Facebook guy.
Facebook crook.
Right.
One of my many aliases.
Right. So I'm a little confused. And so his best man took him aside to help him feel better. His brother was making fun of him, crying.
Brother's a jerk.
Yes.
He says he thinks he's going to get his soulmate, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Right. My goodness. So then he walks out. He hugs the producer, which is funny.
Oh, like my gosh.
Like breaking that fourth wall.
He needs so much support.
Yes.
He can't last 1 minute without having to hug somebody. Right. And this was our one face mask we saw of the mm-hmm. episode.
Right, right. Because we had to look behind the camera. And then he's nervous that he could have messed with someone that she knows in his past. So then we finally get her walking down the aisle. She walks down by herself. He said, whoa. When she gets there, he tells her she's beautiful. They realize that they both have tattoos because she has a sleeve tattoo, which you can see because of the dress she wore. And so she's like, do you have tattoos? Oh, yeah. He's like, I'm covered.
Oh, yeah.
I'm covered.
Can we back up a second and talk about this just weapon that she is wielding and this huge bouquet of flowers?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah, she got a solid florist. Well, Married at First Sight got a solid florist.
I mean, she picked that. Like, you gotta think.
Yeah.
And like later on when they're talking, like they have to pass it back and forth because it's so heavy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he can't stop looking at her. He says, I just can't stop looking at you.
He interrupts her several times to tell her how beautiful she is.
Right. He is amazed by her beauty. So there's no question that he's attracted to her. So then we get the part where the pastor tells the or talks about like what the family says. So his family says he's a ball of energy. They hope she has patience. You know, she's not only getting him, she's getting a family that comes with him. Hope you hope you know how to make a home cooked meal.
And scratch.
Right. She made a face. And he's like, well, it's okay. We can learn together. We can learn together.
Well, listen. Once she popped out of that place and started walking down the aisle, he was like, all right, never mind. Forget it.
Deals off. I don't need anything.
Whatever. We eat McDonald's every day. I don't care.
Right.
She's so beautiful.
Exactly.
But in the first meeting, when he's like talking about how beautiful she is, and he goes, so what do you think of what you see?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you got something to say to me?
Right.
Like, that's just so like
fishing for compliments.
Yeah, it's so vain. Like, don't you
like,
tell me
you know, right? Like, you know, you're an attractive guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because he thinks she's so beautiful that he thought maybe she could think differently. But
I didn't think I like she says different on After Party.
Mm-hmm.
She says that she thought he was a 10.
Yeah.
But the faces she was making was like, eh,
right.
I don't okay. know. Yeah.
Playing hard to get, even though they're married.
Yeah.
So her family said that she's been saying she's getting married for the last 5 years. She's an opinionated woman, sometimes blunt, but she's working on it. And he's like, you don't have to work on it. You don't need to.
Yeah, I don't care. Right? You can say whatever you want to me.
Right. And then he tells her, he's like, I'm so happy they picked you. He is over the moon happy with her. She said her vows, and basically she's saying like he's her answered prayer. He said his vows. He said he promises to be honest and truthful. He wants to keep the spark by doing like the little things. Then when it's time to exchange rings, he gets down on one knee and said, will you marry me? She's like, well, we're already getting married. He's like, I just did it. Yeah. He's like, well, I just didn't get to. And then he asks if he could kiss her. And she's like, yeah.
Hey, you like a man that asks for consent.
Okay. Yeah. We like I appreciate that. I can get down with that.
Listen, let me say this. Let me say this real quick about Olajuwon. Okay. I grew in my like a little bit with Olajuwon this episode. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say that much. Before this episode, I thought this guy is just a straight up dog. Like right. Nothing's going to be redeeming about him. But I feel like he wants it. I don't feel like he's going to do what's necessary to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like his intentions are pure.
Yes, I do agree with that. Like, is he equipped to do what he needs to do to have a healthy marriage? I don't know.
No,
Does he want this?
I'm going to. And we've talked a couple times in the episode about you haven't done the work to get to this point yet.
Mm-hmm.
Get the work done. Then it's time for marriage.
Right.
He keeps saying like, oh, that's in the past. Like, but I feel like, you know, maybe is it in the past or you haven't had like a lot of opportunity because of like COVID? Like,
right.
You know, like, were you, did you take time off because you wanted to or because you were kind of forced to?
Right. I hope that's not it.
Not a lot of strip clubs, you know, in operation because of COVID. I would guess. I'm not an expert on it, but I would guess.
Right. Oh, gosh. I hope that's not the case. But they afterwards, they go to like to step aside to talk and stuff before pictures. And he tells her that like she made him feel comfortable. And she said he's very handsome, you know, after she was asked. And he asked if like she likes a man that expresses his emotions. And she's like, yeah. So
I'm good, because I was just crying and blubbering right. 30 minutes ago.
Exactly.
Well, that's good.
Then it gets awkward because like neither one of them is like asking a question or anything. And so he's like, I want to ask for another kiss, but I don't know if I can or if
boy,
I should.
Boy, what are you like 12? Like, right. Get control of yourself.
So they kiss again and then they pour champagne and he chugs it like it's a shot.
And about the kisses, like, Katina, get a baby wipe or something and wipe his face, because you don't know where that face was a couple of days ago. It was on some other woman's backside.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure he washed his face completely.
She did not look happy on After Party after that clip.
Yeah.
It was a very, like, I'm not going to give a reaction type of face. So.
Yeah. And when he asked for the second kiss, she just did not seem into it. She was like, okay, sure.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. If you need to.
Right. Just because you asked. And so he starts going down this like monologue with her after they drank the champagne of like, he's going to give her his 100%. And he's just going on and on. And like, if you need to call me out, you can call me out. You're not my girlfriend. You're my wife. And so he's just like saying this thing. They do like the little montage where it's just like, okay, he's still going. He's still going. And then she's like, yeah, his personality is a bit overwhelming.
And she hopes she can handle it.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like first impressions, they're attracted to each other.
Yes.
Now I would, the hard part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Personalities. So, I mean, but because of that, it does make me go up to a 2 for them.
And I was a 1 last week. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, and I get, I guess I forgot to say earlier, like we're doing the scale 1 to 5, 1 being they're not going to stay together on decision day, 5 being they will definitely stay married. So just for reference. So yeah, I mean, so you're saying you're a 2 as well?
No, I'm going to stay at my 1.
Okay. Yeah, we were all at 1s last week. So I'm going up to a 2 only because I'm just happy that they are happy that with each other physically, at least, because I could see either one getting caught up on physical, like not being attracted physically. But now's the hard part. And I just hope that he's not too much for her. And it might be a situation where she can handle it. Cause I mean, on the after party, she says he wasn't physically what she thought. She thought she was going to get like a 6'3" Michael B. Jordan.
I'm going to ask again. Do you watch the show?
Right.
I'm not sure you've had a lot of Michael B. Jordan types coming through these doors.
Right.
Okay. I'm just going to say that.
Exactly. So I'm a little confused how she thought.
So she was very bad. She was kind of up and down on after party, I thought.
Yes.
Like some of the things that she said were led me to believe like, oh, this didn't go well. But then the other thing was like, oh, maybe it did. So she was very up and down, back and forth on some of her responses.
She was. So I couldn't read her at all. Like even like the wedding, she was smiling ear to ear. When they were
really but the other moments clip. She was like, I don't know about this.
Right. So, we'll see. We'll see. So for now, I'm a 2, you're a 1. And those are our 5 couples.
Our lovely, lovely couples.
Yeah, I would say right now I'm most excited about Jasmina and Michael.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a big, for me, there's a huge gap between Michael and Jasmina and everyone else.
Yes. There really is. I mean, I would say it's a fight for the last place, but I think it's Chris and Alyssa for sure. I'm really excited to see their wedding next week because I want to know if they just been editing this to look more dramatic than what it is or what.
I feel like that's a tough edit. Like,
yeah,
I feel like that might be some of the truth they were getting.
True. That is true. I don't know. I'm nervous, so we'll see.
I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the nonsense and the mess.
Right. Anything else you want to add about these 5 couples?
You know what? I think we've squeezed all of the water out of this stone.
Really? Yeah. I was going to try to make a reference to Endgame, but because you said stones.
Oh, my gosh. I can't. I can't with you, AJ. I can't. Not allowed to make Marvel references anymore until you've seen all the movies.
That's fair.
Did you see the first Iron Man?
No.
Okay. Next podcast, I'm going to need you to see Iron Man. You have Disney Plus.
The first. Yes, I do. I heard they're all on there. I was shocked to find that out. But
most of them are on there. There's some licensing issues, but most of them are on there. Okay.
Okay.
By the time we get back together next week, I'll need you to watch the first Iron Man. That was the first MCU movie. So that's where we're going to start. Okay.
Okay. That's fair. That is fair.
It's a good movie. So you'll enjoy it.
Okay. Perfect. Well, perfect. I'm so glad we wrapped up this episode. Jason, where can people find you?
I'm on Twitter at JAYR1085. Get at me. I want to talk to you about the episode. I'm excited to get all of your thoughts. And we'll chat it up.
Nice. And before I give you my handle, I do want to shout out another awesome podcast on reality TV wrap-ups. It's the RuPaul's Drag Race wrap-up. Drag Race is back. And so is the Drag Race recap on reality TV wrap-ups. Or you can also find it on the Drag Race feed. It's hosted by the amazing Liana, Amon, and Beth. And so each week, each week, you'll find them discussing all the looks, drama, and artistry of season 14 of RuPaul's Drag Race. So they're on season 14, just like we are. So If you want to give, if you want to check them out, if you, even if you've never listened to any of their podcasts or you haven't watched the show, go check them out. They're a good time. They're all hilarious. So definitely go listen, go give them a listen. And so everyone, you can find me on Twitter at Asia Like Asia. So A-Y-S-H-A like A-S-I-A. And you can keep a lookout there for anything upcoming that I'm doing. And until next week, bye. Have a good week.